Amen. Well, get your Bible to remain standing. Get your Bible to remain standing. And I'm just wrestling between last week's text. I'm going to have to read a little bit of it. So let's, in Matthew's 4:23. Matthew's 4:23. That's from last week. We had this text. I got a new text to go with it this morning. But it's so important, the emphasis that I'm aiming to put on this text, because kingdom functioning is so important now. Or knowing how to function in kingdom power. It said, 1 Corinthians 4:20 said, the kingdom of God is not word only. First, you might put that down, 1 Corinthians 4:20, but power. Yes, so it's so important that we don't just try to function in kingdom words. We have to function in kingdom power. I said to you on last week, maybe we have not seen the miracles, signs, and wonders, or the church has not seen the miracles, signs, and wonders that she's supposed to see and that's supposed to be manifested in her midst, is because kingdom citizenship, the revelation and the inspiration and the illumination of kingdom government. Just listen to me a few minutes. Amen. Kingdom government that we should be working under, that overrides everything. Matter of fact, when the revelation comes out clear enough, you're no longer a choice maker. You live by decision. See, I really don't have a choice. Once you find the revelation out, your choosing days are over. You become a decider. I've decided to follow Jesus. So nothing, I don't have nothing to compare to that. So I don't have to pray over that. You follow what I'm saying? But you're going to have revelation for that, because if you don't have revelation, reasoning is going to become strong. Y'all better listen to me. Your reasoning is going to be so strong if you don't have revelation. But when you have revelation, reasoning cannot get your attention. And so Jesus here in the 4th chapter of Matthew's gospel, the 23rd verse, lays groundwork for us to come up to the dimension that we need to be in now. I'm going to change word now. Come up to the dimension that we need to be in, and come up to the dominion that we need to be in. Functioning in the aspect I have already decided. So when damnation comes, or demonic forces start working their supernatural miracles. You heard me right? Demonic forces start working their supernatural miracles. Remember Moses threw this rod down? Huh? Yeah, so it may look like it's something that you can't handle, but that's impossible. So Jesus brings us up to par this morning, because where we're going in the next text, if you don't get this, you're going to highly be lost in a few moments. And you're going to be asking somebody, what he said? When he said it? Because we have to walk in revelation, you have to leave the time zone. As long as you're in a time zone, whatever come up gonna make you afraid. But when you're living in an eternal zone that has already been paid for, so here Jesus laid out in Matthew 4:23, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing. See, after the gospel of the kingdom is preached, manifestation, miracles become possible. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Oh, my goodness. This morning, underline all manner of sickness. You notice in this church I never call no name or no sickness that's going on now? You notice I never call it? Huh? You know, I never said, let's pray about it. All manner of disease. Two statements. All manner of sickness. Say it.
All manner of sickness.
All manner of disease.
All manner of disease.
All right. Among the people. Y'all know we people, right?
Yeah.
We know, y'all know we his people, right?
Yeah.
Y'all know the Bible says Jesus Christ the same. If he did it. We're not serving a different Jesus. I feel the glory already. You know what God is saying to you right now? You know what God is saying to us right now? Represent me. Stop representing the news media. Represent this book. Stop representing Morning Advocate. I got you here for a reason. When everybody else scared, I want you strong. And his fam went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him, again, all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torment, and those which was possessed with devils, and that which was lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. I mean, just went on. Jesus just went on. All right, now turn to Hebrews. Tell the person next day you're going to sit down in a few minutes. Just tell them. Tell them, just shut up and follow him. Rule by sitting down. Jesus brought a zone change. Revelation, inspiration, meditation, prayer, faith, grace, love, mercy, joy, righteousness. All of these things supposed to bring you into a zone change, into another realm, into another rhythm, if you let me say it. You don't dance by the same music that unsaved people dance by. And so there's a divine zone change the kingdom bring. Sit down, you ain't gonna be able to take much more. Hebrews 12, I want you to turn to. And this morning we're going to deal with how to live in the unshakable and unmovable kingdom. The kingdom that you've been called to have citizenship in is, no matter what happened, an unshakable and an unmovable kingdom.
Amen.
No matter what report come out, no matter what nobody says, no matter what Satan shows up with, you have to know that the kingdom that you live in and the kingdom that live in you is unmovable. But you're not going to know that by sense knowledge. It's permitting the Holy Spirit to do certain things in your life. So here's a zone we're going in. Not the zone that Moses was in. Not the zone that Joshua was in. It's a zone they were preaching about. Even John the Baptist. See, you know, he said, he that is least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. See, it's another zone. It's a leap into a world that can't be denied. I'll get in a minute. Just stick with me. In Hebrew, now as we read, I want you to know it's a switch. It's a switching that has to be revealed to you. It's a switching that has to be revealed to you. Now, if some of y'all are scared to sit side people, y'all got open the curtain, y'all go sit in the back there. All right. Because I ain't taught you to be scared. In Hebrews 12, 22. Now you're going to have to listen because this is a great shift. And then I'm going to give you some points that the Lord gave me for you to have to undergird what we're talking about. In other words, if I'm living in an unmovable and unshakable kingdom, that means that my life is unmovable and unshakable. That don't mean something's not going to go on. See, anchors are for when the wind blowing. You don't need no anchors if the wind never blows. So she has a whole shift in verse 22. But you'll come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to and what? Company of angels. My goodness. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, my goodness, the judge of all, and the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of what? New covenant. And, oh my goodness, and to the blood of sprinkling that do what? And then now in verse 25, it lets you reveal that this zone change transfer you into the unmovable kingdom. Verse 25, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. Now, let me tell you a secret. You know, it's a secret. You need to know the secret. He's speaking right now. You have to understand it. You have to understand you can't be just a church goer. You have to understand that from these pulpit, God's supposed to be speaking. You're supposed to hear his voice through my voice. See, you don't want me waiting. I'm waiting on to hear from God. No, you're hearing from God right now. I got his word. I'm preaching out of his word. I'm his servant. So you need to be sitting here, God talking to me right now. I'm going to get the revelation I need. I'm walking out of here with a revelation. I'm walking out of here with a power I didn't have before I got here. I'm about to add on. I'm about to build some places I haven't lived before. Just want you to be ready for it. I just want you to be ready, because see, I operate in faith, I operate in anointing, but the glory is going to come. I hope you're far enough to handle it. When the glory hit this place this morning, I hope you've come far enough to handle it to receive the glory God wants you to have. In these times, those who are here with me, those who are on the voice, as the apostle of Jesus Christ, I decree that you be wrapped in a mantle of glory. No matter what come up, you can always understand that I'm wrapped in the mantle of God's glory. Tell your neighbor, say, you're wrapped in the mantle of God's glory. This is going to turn out to be a glory house this morning. The God present go come on the side. All right. Notice women now. Verse 25. Oh man. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refuse him that spoke on earth. That's Moses' game. Yes. Much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. That's Jesus. True. Who voice then shook the earth. Let me tell you something. You look up here. There has to be a shaking. These people think they can operate without God. They think money, houses, and cars can hold them. This is not the only shaking gonna come. Don't get shook before things really start shaking. See, the shaking is to separate that which can be shook from that which is stabilized. So there's going to be some shaking. But my job is to stabilize you with revelation, so you know it shall not come nigh my dwelling. Oh my goodness. It said it shall not come nigh my dwelling. It shall not come nigh my body. Say it, body. Listening at all that bad news. Amen. Turn it off. Watch your comic. Yes, put Popeye on. I'm trying to read the script. I'm just trying to read right quick. See that you refuse. I'm going to try to read the whole thing now. Verse 25. See that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refuse him that speaketh on earth, much more should not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yes, once more, signifies, now here it is, the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. And I'm just, you might not want to do this, but I'm just going to give you the opportunity. Because I'm a child of God, and because I'm in Christ, I cannot be shaken by crisis. Christ, crisis. Christ, crisis. See, I'm in Christ. I'm not in crisis. All right? And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, the things that are made, those things which cannot be shaken, may remain. Now, here's your verse, verse 28. You see, verse 28. Wherefore, we receive in a kingdom. Which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Honor him. Respect God at this time. Don't be afraid. Respect God at this time. Now, I'm going to show you a verse that carries five characteristics of this unmovable kingdom. In Acts chapter 9, verse 31. The first characteristic is kingdom rest. You'll find in that verse. Acts 9, 31. Kingdom rest. You ought to have rest at all time, because your rest cometh from another realm. Amen. Your rest is not based on the situation. Your rest is based on a revelation. Amen. Situation, revelation. Situation, revelation. Your rest is based on a revelation that he whom you serve can handle anything. Then you see a word in that verse called edify. I'm being built. When everything's being torn down, because my trust and my reliance on God is getting greater and greater, I'm being built instead of being torn down. I'm being edified. You see it? And then my walk is different. I cannot disrespect God in fear. If I'm fearful and God told me he's going to handle it, I'm not walking in godly fear. I'm walking in fear of men, situation, but not in the fear of God. The fear of God is reverential, respectful, honorable, trustworthy, knowing that God, the faithfulness of God, can handle anything. My God is faithful. How about yours? To just that reminder, when the pressure try to come on, you have to remind yourself, my God is faithful in the time of trouble. So faithfulness, walking the fear of the Lord. Look at the next one now. In the comfort of the Holy Ghost. That's a kingdom attribute. Yeah, kingdom. Well, a kingdom person walk in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. And then everything multiplied. Yes. Yeah. I tell you, we need a message like this right now.
Yes.
Unshakable. Now watch some of these things. It is time for the church to operate in kingdom takeover and stop being a religious pushover. The things, the negative things we see happening is to put you as a believer in a takeover position. See, you're not afraid. And you're still witnessing Jesus Christ died on the cross. But if you're religious, and if you don't have a revelation of the kingdom, you're going to be a pushover just like everybody else. Let me get that again. It is time for the church to operate in kingdom takeover. See, you're in an unmovable kingdom. Nothing can shake it. And stop being a religious pushover. I knew that wasn't going over too good. Listen, power must begin to flow through you. That is undeniable and unstoppable. Power, power, that I might know him. Philippians 3:10. Turn to Philippians 3:10, because we got to understand this. That I may know him. And turn to Romans 8:11 too. God dog it, let's go to church here. That I might know him and the power of his resurrection. The power of his resurrection abides on the inside of me. I'm pulling this religious robe off this morning. And I'm gonna start working from the inside. That I'm not gonna be afraid. Because I know nothing can kill me. Because I got resurrection power on the inside of me. Tell somebody, I have resurrection power. That I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering and being made conformable to his death. Now look at Romans 8:11. Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Oh, Jesus. Paul, I like the way Paul said. But, see, now we got to get rid of this but. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your body when a virus break out. Yeah, that's 2-2. That's 2-2. Because some dying in their mind with the virus. And you got resurrection power on the inside of you. You got to remember, you're not just a registered voter. Have revelation on the inside of you. You operate under a different government. The government, my government is on his shoulder. When the political arena failed, I still have power. Because I have another gear I can shift into because I'm a child of the living God. I wish I'd get 2 or 3 amen on that. Yeah. Somebody should have said it already in here right now. Pastor, you're preaching this morning. Yeah. See, this real stuff, you see. You don't need no emotional jab this morning. You know, you need to have a Holy Ghost uppercut this morning. So you'll know who you really are. And you need revelation, and you need, yes, you need inspiration. You need something put on the inside of you this morning. You need to walk out here like a giant. You need to walk out here like David, Goliath. You think you're the giant, but I'm the giant. See, you have to let Goliath know you haven't seen my slingshot yet. You underestimating my rock. God wants to use your life to reveal his kingdom on earth that all men might be saved. Just think about how many people we can get saved now. Wait a minute, let me finish my statement. Just think about how many people can get saved now that see you not scared. Some people shaking hands with spraying the other hand. Would you scare yourself? You just as scared as I am. You tell me you got such a big God. Why are you so scared? Now don't get afraid. I'm about to say something strong here. You can't do no more and die. You say you got eternal life, didn't you? Wow. And you don't have to do that. I'm just telling you, though, can't do. Wow.
Come on, sir.
I can see right now you've never been to none of my funerals. I don't be burying my people. I'm so scared. Stop being so scared, people. That little curly head boy, nappy head boy, come on TV, a nappy head girl. They got that paper in front of them and reading all this stuff off of you. And you, I done preached to you. And you. You don't even have a Bible. They're just reading off paper that they done got together and took a lot of pictures and reading it off to you. And you paying more attention to them than you paying to me. Many may refuse the kingdom. But as you learn as an ambassador of Christ and his kingdom, no one will be able to deny the evidence that is flowing in your life on daily basis, no matter what comes up. I'm going to give you that again. I want you to get this. Many may refuse the kingdom, but as you learn as an ambassador of Christ and his kingdom, no one will be able to deny the evidence that is flowing in you or in your life on daily basis, no matter what come up.
Amen.
I'm sitting on my porch yesterday. I do a lot of praying sitting on my porch. Sit out there for hours. Been doing that for years. This vehicle drive up. You know, I got a fence around my house. This vehicle drive up. This man get out. Sir, may I take a picture? I say, yes, sir. That's fine. His wife in the car, little boy in the back. And so I heard him told the little boy something. He said, this that rapper house. And I thought to myself, Reverend, Rapper. I thought, rapture. Rapper. So I got up off the porch, didn't I? What I did to him. I said, what you told your wife tell the little boy? He said, well, I told him I'm telling that boy this is the rapper house. He said, because I saw a phantom in the yard. He had passed by another time and saw a phantom in the yard. So if it was a phantom in the yard, it can't be for the church. Can't be for a reverend. It can't be for a Christian. Got to be for a rapper or a basketball player. We got to stop this mess. I said we got to stop this mess. And you got to stop being upset about it. That's why you don't have yours. I said, no, ma'am, tell that little boy, this is not a rapper house. This is the reverend house. He said, well, man, I saw that phantom. I said, yeah, it got a ghost there too. And a Maybach. And a Maserati. He said, huh? He looked at me like that. I said, now the house you're looking for, go back out to prepare and make a right turn and go back up and then you're going to see it. But this God house. Well, he didn't take his picture. He was so nervous, he didn't get a chance to get his picture. He got back in the car and pulled off. What I'm telling you, evidence must be in our lives, inwardly and outwardly, to know the kingdom of God is here. Sit down. I'm almost through. A rapper live here. Yeah, I'm a rapper. Movie stars, let me talk a little minute. Movie stars and professional athlete that I've taken to my house couldn't take it. They never contact me no more. Because I sat at a table and talked above their level. I said, I sat to see, they just got money. But I got both. And God is building some people up in here to use in that manner. There's a remnant of preachers. There's a remnant of people of God that must rise to the occasion.
I agree.
Play something, son. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Amen, amen. That's my amen. Sit down. If you're still scared, I can't help you. If you're still worried about what you saw in the news. Huh? Some people buying all them masses. They done bought all the toilet tissue. They didn't say that thing give you the run in the stomach. I mean, what did? They done bought all the toilet tissue. What's the matter with these people, man? My goodness. Listen, in time like these, everywhere you go, because of your kingdom citizenship, it will be a divine privilege of the kingdom, making its way on earth, empowered with the engine of faith, grace, love, mercy, and power carrying divine voltage that cannot be denied. Light that will put out all darkness. Yes, sir. You're supposed to be carrying a kingdom voltage. Yes, that bring enlightenment in darkness. Because the kingdom of light. You remember what Colossians, go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, verse 13. I'm almost through. Huh? You've been delivered. Somebody say, I've been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of light. Hey! Any demonic force, anything that is detrimental, come from the kingdom of darkness. But you have to keep the switch of your faith on in the kingdom of light, knowing that the kingdom of darkness cannot touch you or harm you because you are a child of the living God. Say amen.
Amen.
Tell three people I got my light on. Shoot. Oh, I see you ain't told nobody. You don't have your light on? I look at a few of y'all, y'all wasn't talking about. I'm gonna give you one more chance. I want everybody here to tell three people I got my light on. You ain't that spiritual that you don't do what I tell you to do. Tell somebody. Tell somebody. Somebody, tell somebody I got my light on. Tell somebody I got my light on.
Now
take these shoe notes. I'm almost through. Take these shoe notes right quick. A kingdom is a kingdom that's functioned by the Holy Ghost. I'm functioning by the Holy Ghost. Now, one more time, I want to go over this again. That's your brother? Jesus Christ, it sure is. Your mama didn't lie to your daddy. That's your brother. Living in the unmovable kingdom is not a choice, it's a decision. So we don't have to go around making choices. What I'm going to believe, I'm going to believe this, I'm not going to believe this, this might get harm, or this. No, 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 I've made a decision that my God can handle everything. You believe that? I get them dance about it. Turn around, my God can handle everything. Come on, get it in your spirit. Get it all down in your soul. Get it in your conscience. Get it in your imagination. Shake your shoulder a little bit. Shake your shoulder a little bit. My God can handle everything. Come on. My God can handle everything. Oh, you ain't moving enough. Shake your shoulder. Shake your shoulder. My God can handle everything. How many of y'all feel better? Let's do it a little more then. Shake your shoulder. My God can handle everything. Shake your shoulder a little bit if you can have it. Let the world know you know he can have it. Shake off all doubt. Shake off all unbelief. Shake off all lies. Shake off all shackles this morning. Get your joy back. Get your joy back. Let the good news talk to you. Don't let the bad news talk to you no more. Let the glory of God come on your house. Let the glory of God come on your family. Let the glory of God come on your business. Let the glory of God. All right, hold on. I'm going to finish in a few minutes. And I want y'all to be up here. Every time I turn around. Yeah, we're going to move ahead. But let me finish this. Sit down. Take this note. Let me finish it. I just, I just, I just about have lost it, Leroy. Feel it coming on.
Well, y'all better get up, y'all.
Wait, hold on. Write this down. I don't care if you're standing up on your head or whatever, just write it down. The meaning of this message this morning is you are never undecided how things gonna come out, no matter what's happening. I'm never undecided how things, I don't need y'all preaching while I'm preaching now. Ain't that funny? Pay attention to what I'm saying here. And I don't want y'all talking when I'm preaching. Don't you see, you just play around in the spirit moving. You can't be playing around with your little saying. The glory is trying to get in here. Shoot. I know how I am. I'm real strict. Because I know the spirit world, you need strictness in the spirit world. You can't have people doing their little thing and gibbering and clowning like a fool when the spirit of God trying to move. Hey, ain't that funny? Write this down. Kingdom rest always provide the best. Kingdom rest. The kingdom government, construction can never be stopped by no opposition.
Amen.
The kingdom, government, construction. See, when the world working on one thing, we working on something else. And we can't be stopped. The world can be stopped. It stopped right now. The world is almost on a hold right now. But every time I turn around, see, they're on hold right now because things somewhat happen right now beyond science. But it's not science. It's just mental. Revelation of the kingdom is a master key in reverence, respect, and relying on God. Revelation of the kingdom is a master key in reverence, respect, and relying on God. My rocker never changed. It's rocking the same way.
Amen.
When I rock in the front, it's peace. When I rock back, it got joy. No worry, no fear, no shaking. Walking in the kingdom comfort of the Holy Ghost. Kingdom growing, give me a minute, will never stop. I'm still growing. You want me to give you a little more?
Yes, sir.
This is a powerful one here. This is powerful. This is going to change everything. I taught it to my grandson the other night. I had, we invited ourselves to all our children home for to eat. Yeah. They were cleaning up for 4 days. Because I might want to see in the closet. My grandson said, "Papa, I'm tired." Listen very carefully. You must understand the difference between eyesight and insight. That's a kingdom statement. See, eyesight, you just look on the outside. Insight, you're looking from the inside. You must understand, eyes have not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing that God got prepared for them that love him, but the Spirit.
Yes.
Supposed to, at times like these, Janet, listen, at times like this, the Spirit's supposed to take us deeper.
Yes.
We cannot afford to be on the surface now. We're supposed to dive in the Spirit. You have to understand how, oh Lord help me, how to live by heaven oxygen. In him. Because he lives. Living in, give me a minute, children. Living in the power of having kingdom insight. Oh, Lord. What kind of insight?
Kingdom.
Not kingdom eyesight.
Kingdom.
Kingdom insight.
Hallelujah.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
Developing kingdom hearing ears. That you may always hear the voice of the Lord, no matter what's going on around you.
Yeah.
He that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Lord is saying. Not what man is saying. Not what the time is saying. Not what the news media is saying. Not what the kingdom of darkness is saying. But hear what the Lord is saying. You, my child, he that dwelleth in the secret place. This only a touch of what's going to happen. If you fall out right now, baby, you ain't going to make it. This only a touch. That's why you think I've been laboring and preaching to you all these years and getting you ready and giving you revelation and giving you insight? Huh? And wanted you to grow up. You don't need nobody laying hand on you every day. Grow up, lay hand on yourself. Get in the mirror. Just hallelujah, you're here. You're here. You need to know you got the power. The power not just up here. You got the power. I will never be trapped in or shaken by no situation because I'm living in an unmovable kingdom. I will never be trapped in or shaken by no situation because I'm living in an unmovable kingdom. Oh, Lord. Living in an unshakable and unstoppable king. Oh, ye dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. Can these bones live? Prophesize to them. Tell them the Lord is working on their case.
Hallelujah.
Are y'all here? You in an unmovable kingdom. An unshakable kingdom. That kingdom is on the inside of me. Tell somebody. You know that kingdom is on the inside of me. Because that kingdom can't be moved, that means that I can't be moved. Because that kingdom can't be moved. It means my home cannot be moved. I have the greater one living on the inside of me. Because the greater one is on inside of me, nothing on the outside can move my position. Oh, hallelujah. I'm clothed in children, but I feel his presence. Don't worry about it. Don't talk about it. Just praise his holy name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. And I still testify to the fact in my clothing this morning, the Lord still my shepherd, and I shall not want. I want to testify to you this morning, no matter what come up, he still lead me beside still water. He still lead me in the green pasture. He still restore my soul. And he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I don't care what kind of disease comes. I don't care what kind of report comes. The Bible says he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. I don't have to worry about it. The Lord got his hand on me. The Holy Ghost got his hand on me. I got the blood of Jesus. I got the blood of Jesus on my case. I'm walking in the blood. I'm splashing in the blood. I'm wrapped up in the blood. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you.